The Singers and the Warlords, a story. Epilogue. The war was over. The angel in disguise had accomplished with exposing truth, extraordinary love, and superlative communication what was not accomplished with thousands of years of weapons, advanced technology, and even paranormal intellectual skills. It had required great suffering, great forbearance, humility, intelligence, and especially great love. But the angel had not used aggression, deception, or force. The singers sang again, and their song became freer and more harmonious. Their kindness bore fruit more often, as they became more realistic. Productivity increased in all their civilizations because people were more secure, less afraid. They were protected from external forces by an honorable military with advanced technology, and they were protected internally by a moral and just society. There were still local skirmishes, sometimes battles, but the descendants of the warlords gradually became less cruel, less deceptive, and less convinced of their superiority. All those who had adopted the ways of the warlords lost their role models and their inspiration. They tried to continue the same systems, but their methods no longer worked as well, and most of them became kinder because it was more effective. They, too, were gradually influenced by the goodness and song of their communities. No one ever recognized the angel in disguise. In fact, they all regarded the angel as rather stupid. A few of the warlords who were especially intuitive had suspected the angel might work against them one day, but the angel never actually lifted a finger against them and suffered greatly at their hands. The peaceful singers were as blind to the wisdom of the angel as they had been to the nature of the warlords, but they grew slowly into the realizations they needed. The warlords changed more quickly. They had to. They were not forced to progress toward goodness, but their previous way of life and methods of sustenance vanished. Their pride was gone. They were no longer warlords. They would henceforth become known as protectors because of their superior skill in sensing and combating danger. They would become guardians of good people on good missions. They would become great scientists and explorers. They would gain respect and honor, and this time, trust and love. Their values would change from honor through domination to honor through providing superior service to others. They would be temporarily isolated until they developed compassion for one another and eventually real love. Then they would experience joy and fight the daily inner battles between short-term selfish pleasure and longer-term joy, togetherness, and trust. They had been vanquished by means of love, wisdom, and sacrifice, and they would seek to learn and grow into what had overcome them. Eventually, they would learn to sing. Only after the angel's mission was accomplished did the disguise fall, and only to a few who were especially perceptive. The angel was asked to look after the former warlords, as the angel was the only one who loved them enough. Dedicated to innocent hearts everywhere, and to human beings who dream of peace and plenty.